UKIP is to include a ban on the full veils worn by some Muslim women as part of its general election manifesto. The leader, Paul Nuttall, speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, said wearing a burqa in public was a barrier to integration and a security risk.
I don't believe that you can integrate fully and enjoy the fruits of British society if you can't see people's faces. And you know, look at some of the statistics. 58% of Muslim women are economically inactive. 22% don't speak English to any great level. What we need to do is we need to ensure that these people are fully integrated into British society. And you can't do that if you're hidden behind a veil.
He also said Muslim women who defied the ban could face a fine. Let's speak to the former UKIP member, Independent Councillor Henry Riley. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, firstly, can I say I think Denny's was a brilliant presenter.
Yes.
I disagree with your previous caller entirely.
Yes, well said, Henry. And the journalist, Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You think Vinny's brilliant too, don't you?
Of course.
Yes,
yeah,
let's rally round that young man. Right, and come round to this debate that we're doing today. UKIP to include a ban on full veils worn by some Muslim women as part of its election manifesto, no less. Henry, you can start.
Well, obviously, as you pointed out, I'm no longer UKIP, but I agree entirely with Paul's analysis. And, you know, in what's meant to be a modern Western society, why should people walk about completely covered from head to toe? It just doesn't make sense. And even the nijab, you know, the one that covers the face and chest, I would include it in the ban. And it has actually worked successfully in Switzerland and in France and parts of Germany where it's been banned. So I believe that Paul is absolutely right in this instance. It is a security risk. It denies...
What's the security risk about it?
Well, funny, whenever I was talking to one of your researchers about this earlier, I thought back to 1998, I think it was, on the Queen's Rag Day then, when people dressed up as Arabs and walked up to two soldiers and they killed them both. In fact, I think one of them was a civilian searcher at the time. So obviously using that as cover to, you know, it does demonstrate that there is a risk inherent in people being able to completely veil themselves.
Fionnuala?
Oh, I just find this so depressing, this kind of talk. And to take a stance to say that the burqa or similar items should be banned, to me, it's nasty, it's inflammatory, and it's absolutely useless. You're not going to force people to integrate by saying, right, you can't wear this thing. That's not going to work. I mean, if you thought about that for 2 seconds, you would know that that's not going to work. I believe in personal freedom. I believe that people should be able to choose exactly what they want to wear in public and not be dictated to by the state and not be policed by the state. Now, I've got to also add, I don't like the burqa or the niqab. I don't like the fact that women, you know, feel that they must cover themselves up to go out into the world. I don't like the fact that they wish to restrict their personal freedom in that way. But it is absolutely their choice. And I thought we lived in a kind of society that subscribed to religious tolerance and religious liberty for people to make their own choices. Liberty of all kinds, that's what's important.
Henry?
Yeah, well, you know, to say that it's their choice, in many, many cases, this is not the woman's choice. It's a Salafist doctrine, cultural doctrine, that insists that they were these...
Yeah, but they are adults. They can choose. They are...
No, they can't choose. In many instances...
Right, they're being forced to wear these things.
Yeah, in many instances, the women cannot make that choice. And,
if they're living in that society, then... Perhaps they do feel a great deal of pressure to wear those things. I don't like that. I've already said I don't like the burqa and the niqab.
Yeah, for all those reasons. If you want to wear the full burqa, you can. There are many, many Islamic countries that will facilitate that or even insist on it.
Oh, so you've got to leave and go there. That's what you're saying.
We can't tolerate it here. Whenever people make a conscious decision to move to a Western European country like the United Kingdom that does value individual liberties, then they should actually try and integrate.
And they should be forced,
for the sake of social,
to do that. Right, you're saying we value individual and religious liberties. You're saying that. So why should they be forced to dress a certain way then?
Whenever I see somebody dressed as a burqa, I honestly do feel intimidated and afraid from it. And I think that is a very natural reaction.
You feel afraid of a woman?
Yes. Given the present circumstances that we have in Europe, I actually do feel intimidated. And I don't think they should be part of our society. I'm sorry. And, you know, if
are you going to ban balaclavas then? Because that covers up your face. Would you ban a balaclava?
Obviously, the only place that balaclavas and helmets and that type of thing can be worn, should be worn, is if you're on a motorcycle or in some
market. That should be
Why do you actually feel afraid?
Because there is something within the human nature that makes eye contact and being able to actually identify with somebody else very important. And, you know, even if you talk to soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, they will say that the dark glasses that troops not used to or would wear out there, that they find that if you remove all your helmet and your glasses, the dark glasses, that actually helped interaction between the troops and the local people. So it is a very important human aspect to life, to be able to actually interact with people.
Thank
Sorry
you.
About that. There's a bagel here about to go nuts because of the postman coming.
I thought that was you barking, Henry. June's in Babridge. Morning, June.
Yes, let's put it this way. If I walked in a shop with a balaclava on, what do you think would happen? They would go mental. They would see my eyes and probably think, what is she in here doing? What is she going to do? No, it should be banned. When you look at somebody at the
face, you wouldn't go into a shop with a balaclava on, would you? But
no, you wouldn't.
This is religious clothing you're talking about.
No. It's a barrier. Like, I have smiled at once in the town. I see their eyes and I don't get anything back again. You know, is that person making a face at me, discussed it with me or whatever? I don't know if it's male or female. So, no, ban it. And I agree with that.
She would be female, obviously, wouldn't she?
Not obviously, no. How would you know?
Intolerant. How incredibly intolerant that sounds to me.
That's how I feel. Like, so the both of us can disagree.
But we're talking about what the UKIP guy is suggesting is a state ban. So it's not about you or I.
Completely. Banned
it. Really, really.
Why should they run about with it? Would we be allowed to go over to their country and do things that we would normally do in our country? No, we wouldn't.
I thought we lived in a democracy where we valued
and
the freedom to choose. Do you not believe in it?
We don't get the freedom to choose either. We don't get the freedom to choose either.
Well,
if you smack your child, you could be took to court. We don't have that freedom either.
You wish the freedom to smack
your child? No, I'm not saying that, but you don't have the freedom. You're saying we have freedom. We don't have freedom of everything.
Well, I think
that's what I feel. I feel that somebody coming to me completely blacked out, I agree with that man before me.
The point is also worth making that very, very few women wear the full burqa, which is the one that covers them completely with just a sort of net for their eyes.
Were you ever over in England or anywhere? And you're saying very few.
And I am frequently. It is very few ones who wear the full thing.
There'd be a few of them.
It doesn't affect you though, June, does it?
Well, it doesn't affect me, but I think it's wrong that they can come into our country and just walk about fully covered.
It's their country as much as it's your country.
Yeah, but if I go over to their country, have I not to abide by their rules?
But what about those people who view this country as their country? They were born here,
their country,
family here, their homes here.
If it's their country, we don't run about fully covered. So end of day,
I'm
not getting in because it's. I don't like it. As the man before said, I think I would be arrested, wouldn't I?
There's a really important point here. You're perfectly free not to like it. I don't like it either. I don't like the fact that a woman feels she has to cover herself up that much before she goes out in the street. It's not about whether you or I like it. It's whether we believe in people's liberty in a democracy that we supposedly live in, the liberty to behave how they like and dress how they like. That's really important. And you undermine that at your peril.
Here's Jan in Ballygowan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. I just agree 100% with that lady that's on there, that they shouldn't be wearing those stupid things around their face. It's like an old rag bag. It's like one of my father's meal bags cut a hole in the middle of it and us pulling it over our head. For goodness sake.
But this is someone's religious dress you're talking about.
I'm talking about it, yes, because no why.
It's not a bag cut with holes cut out. It's a religious dress.
Stephen, I have been in other countries, and I'll tell you something now. We were told straightly like that, and it wasn't me who was not covering my shoulders, but somebody else. And they were told, came over and said to them, if you don't cover your shoulders up, you'll be stoned, right? That was another country. You have to do what they were doing. But they should be made do what other people here does. They shouldn't be allowed to run about with those old stupid things over their face.
This is someone's... Where's your respect for their...
I wouldn't have any respect
religion
for that at all.
And
I
their faith.
I wouldn't have any respect for something over somebody's face. It's awful. It's dreadful. So it is.
Stephen, the important aspect is...
I'm not worried what anybody else thinks. That's what I think. So it is. I think they shouldn't be allowed to run
Henry?
About
the streets. Yes, Stephen, the thing to remember is...
Hold on, John.
Sorry?
Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, no, the aspect of faith and recognising, you know, different aspects of other people's faith, you know, where does that stop then? If the burqa is typical of the Salafist tradition within Islam, do we then say, okay, homosexuals should be banned from society? Do we say that dogs shouldn't be walked in public places? You know, where does this stop? And that's why I agree entirely with those past two speakers, because there has to be limits on what we can accept from Islam.
Henry, thank you very much indeed, sir. Fadullah, thank you.